came through a dream and develop a paragraph. So I'm going to get going to have you go through that. Now, Harriet Waitzman, we all know, is a forerunner in the field of art therapy. And among the most controversial and misunderstood aspects of art therapy are the interpretations of art and the corollary assessment. We saw that come up today in some of the comments that were made. Art expression can be so seductive, and the investigator's wish to know so strong that one can readily project meaning into art. And we did discuss this morning. It's a fine line that we have to be careful of. We don't want to project our own assumptions onto a client's artwork. We might have the red flags and the ideas, but the final interpretation of an art piece should come from a client if they're a verbal client. Okay.
I won't see you, Stephanie.
Okay, you won't be able to see.
Yeah.
Just bear with it for a few minutes, okay? As an icebreaker technique, this is for facilitating a child examine a rapport. You can do the free drawing with the child, and it sounds like some of you are doing this already through your initial assessments with clients. For art therapy, what you're trying to do is get a sample of behavior. How is the child or how is the client reacting to this one-on-one interaction? How are they reacting to a structured task? Now, bear in mind, art therapy assessments are structured assessments, and you might get some issues with some people being very resistant to that type of structure, depending on the type of institution that you're working in. Art therapy assessments, for the most part, are structured. Some give a lot more leeway, like the diagnostic drawing series actually incorporates a free drawing, so the client's not limited that way. So you want to take a look at how the client's responding both to structured and unstructured art tasks. Okay. If I have questions as I go through this, just let me know. As a technique, art therapy assessments looks at the interaction between the child's personality and his perceptions about relationships. These relationships among peers, among family, anybody who's really significant in the child's life. Also, art therapy techniques are linked to clinical diagnostic interviews, and it sounds like most of you have experience with conducting those. This helps move a client into discussions and looking at more of the dynamics and hitting the pervasive psychological issues that may be pertinent to the client. The purpose of art therapy assessments is really to study the artist's behavior. This is done through observation, his or her performance, and through systematic examination of the finished product. Okay. Now, personality tests, just to give you a little bit of a difference here, personality tests are measures of characteristics such as emotional states, interpersonal relations, motivations, interests, and attitudes. Now, you'll have three different types of assessments. You'll have your self-report inventories. Have people use self-report inventories in their work just to see where the client's at, maybe in an initial interview? They're very helpful during the first time that you're meeting a client. You also have performance tests, which typically aren't involved in art therapy. Maybe the silver drawing test is probably the closest to looking at performance issues. That test is specifically helpful for learning where the client is at as far as perceptual abilities, drawing abilities, how they're able to represent an object. You also have projective